very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February 19th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Gukurahundi atrocities and the possibility of reconciliation in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And of course, a Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7, a Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Gukurahundi atrocities and also the possibility of reconciliation in Zimbabwe.
In a recent interview with the state-controlled Sunday Mail newspaper, Vice President Phelekezela Mpoko exonerated President Robert Mugabe for the Gukurahundi atrocities and instead laid blame at the door of the West, saying that the atrocities were a Western conspiracy. Thousands of innocent civilians, some estimated that there were about 20,000, predominantly of Ndebele ethnic origin in the Matabeleland and Midlands regions, were killed by the 5th Brigade, a crack unit that was trained by North Koreans.
The government of the then Prime Minister Robert Mugabe claimed that it was fighting dissidents who were destabilizing the newly independent country. But the elimination of thousands of civilians was widely interpreted as a form of ethnic cleansing. The killings only ended in 1987 after the late Liberation War icon and former Vice President Joshua Nkomo signed a unity deal with President Robert Mugabe to form a government of national unity. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, I've spoken for it.
Of course, there were attempts to investigate these atrocities, especially led by the Catholic Commission, the Catholic Commission for Justice and Peace, CCJP. Of course, they came up with a publication titled Breaking the Silence, a report on the disturbances in Matabeleland and the Midlands. And of course, that report, the government did not want it to be published. Of course, Gukurahundi is a traditional Shona word, which means the early rain, which washes away the chaff before the spring rains. It is the word chosen by the Mugabe regime to describe a military operation against largely a civilian population during the 1980s. Wongu Hamadzadiwa nasi tauti tinge tichitaura nezve nyaya yeGukurahundi zvichitera mashoko akataurwa iwo nemutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaPhelekezela Mpoko ekuti aiwa vaMugabe vanga vasinei nechekuita nekuurayiwa kwakaitwa vanhu kuMatabeleland nekuMidlands vachiti izvi zvakaitwa nevekunze nyika dzekuma wirira vachiti ndoo dzine chekuita nenyaya iyoyi yekuti vanhu vanga vachifa asi vamwe havasi kufara nemashoko iwaya sezvo ivo vamupoko vari zvakare gurukota rinoona nezvekupodza maronda nekuregererana asi nyaya dzakadai hadzinangoitika muZimbabwe chete kuSouth Africa pakapera apartheid vanhu vakagara pasi vakagadzirisa nyaya dzacho kuRwanda zvimwe chete izvozvo vanhu vaigara pasi vaipomerwa mhosva vachitaurawo vachipadivirawo hama dzevanhu vainge vapondwa dzichitaurawo nekudaro vanhu vari kutaurawo kuti pada muZimbabwe ndozvinoda kuitwa kuti vanhu vagare pasi vakurukure nezvenyaya iyoyo Gibson.
Yevahambe zulu kandawa namhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba olusindayo kakhulu abantu bakwazi ukuthi i-Fire Brigade yenzani eMathabeleland njalo le nkabazwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke kwakugijinyiswa ke abantu bezaphu ababe ngaphansi kwamnumzana uJoshua Nkomo ngesikhathi khonapho yena engazani kuthiwa wayelwisana lo president uRobert Mugabe. Kona kodwa ke siyakwazi ukuthi ubaba Nkomo watsho ukuthi hayi yena wayengalwisani laye njengoba wagcina baleke elizweni waya eBrithani. Kodwa babonayo civil blessing bathi abantu abafika 20,000 one babulawa bebulawa nje libutho leli ele-Fire Brigade elalolongwa ngabantu be-North Korea. Ye, siyakwazi njalo ukuthi kulo judge okwakuthiwa nguSimplicius Chihambakwe wacelwa ngumongameli Robert Mugabe ukuthi akhangele ahlolisise ukuthi kwenzakalani. Siyakwazi ukuthi kwaba le-Simplicius Chihambakwe Commission of Inquiry enziwayo kodwa-ke okwakhitshwayo khonbana akuzange kutshelwe uZulu ukuthi kuhamba njani. Sikhuluma nje namhlanje lokho ongaziyo ukuthi kambe waphumani kukhonokuyana. Ye, kuzobuya njalo-ke kule Catholic Commission, Catholic Commission for Peace and Justice. Iyahlolisisa khonokho usibi lokwenzakalayo. Ugwalo lwangkhona lule igwaliba elimnyama ju. Sikhuluma nje phakathi kwakusegwalibeni leli kuyethusa kakhulu. Babe sitsho nje bekhuluma labantu lapha nalapha bakhuluma labo ukuthi kathi kwenzakalani abantu bakhuluma iqiniso ukuthi hayi bona bahlaselwa ke yikhukhula hundi and kwesinye isikhathi abantu babemiswa bagejwele bephila abanye banje omama bebadabule bathi ngabantwana bama-distant. So ke siyakwazi ukuthi hayi ludaba olubuhlungu kakhulu kodwa-ke nxa sixoxa namhlanje sicela ukuthi lizothe kancane sixoxeni ukuthi sibone ukuthi kuyaphumani nxa sikhuluma ngakhonokho ukuthi abantu babe ne-patience yena blessing ukuthi sikhulume ngakho enxa kungaba lokuxolelana sibone ukuthi siyangaphi phambili. Sizwile njalo ukuthi umnumzana uphelezela Mpoko yena ongu-vice president weZimbabwe ukhulume esithi lokho kwe-ground kungani yiloko okuthiwa yi-conspiracy yabantu basentshonalanga babengafuni ukuthi kube lokukhululeka e-Southern Africa. So kodwa abantu bathi ubaba lapho ngani uphosisile.
Of course, I think Gibbs, we have our first guest. I think he'll be here for the first half of the show. That's MDCT spokesperson, Mr. Obet Gutu. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. Good afternoon, MDCT time. How are you?
Thank you so much. We are doing fine. Maybe Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
So now, Mr. Gutu, what can you say about what was said by Vice President Phelezela Mpoko? We know that your party has already said he must resign. What do you think?
In fact, we as a party were totally taken aback by Mr. Phelezela Mpoko's remarks concerning the Gukurahundi genocide that took place in the Midlands and Matabeleland provinces from the early to the mid-1980s. It was actually even more shocking to us because Mr. Mpoko is supposed to be heading the Ministry of National Healing and National Reconciliation. And we were of the view that he should have been the last person to make those kind of remarks, particularly publicly. And we also we have the view that for a man who is supposed to hail from the western parts of the country, from Matabeleland province, it was shocking, really. But then we understood where he was coming from. He is the man who is, with respect to ghosting in from nowhere and singing very loudly for his supper, showing gratitude to his political master for having been appointed the second vice president of Zimbabwe. But we felt that he should be the last person to have said the Gukurahundi genocide was a Western conspiracy when there is evidence that is indisputable to the effect that no less than 20,000 unarmed, defenseless civilians were massacred in the Midlands and Matabeleland provinces in the Kukurawundi era. Mm-hmm. And they were massacred in such a brutal manner, to such an extent that you would expect that for a 74-year-old man like what Mr. Mpoko is, he should really have shown some decency by showing empathy, by showing some respect, at the very least, for the victims and also for the survivors. Mm-hmm. And indeed, for all peace-loving Zimbabweans.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the remarks that were made by Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko, who said that Mr. Mugabe must be absolved from the alleged atrocities in the Midlands and Matabeleland provinces during the so-called Gukurahundi. And of course, he is being criticized by some, though, of course, Gibbs is not the first time that he has made such remarks.
Yes.
He made similar remarks in Botswana when he was the ambassador there. But what many people are saying is disturbing is that Mr. Mugabe himself, he said it was a moment of madness. Some take it to mean that he was admitting that indeed what happened there should not have happened. And I think we are being joined by our second guest, that is Reverend Ray Motsi, who did actually a PhD on Gukurahundi. Reverend Motsi, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Yes. What is your take on these remarks by Mr. Mpoko?
I am not actually worried about Mr. Mpoko's remarks because a lot of times most of these people who want to talk about Gukurahundi are people who are talking on political terms in order to gain leverage, advantage, and popularity in many ways. But at the end of the day, the real people who are meant to benefit and to be cared for are actually continue to be victimized by the various talks that people are making, because the whole issue of Gukurahundi is not a political game. It is supposed to be how we can take care of the ordinary people, men and women, children, that disappeared, that were killed, and the trauma that has come because of that. What does that mean, and how can we find ways and means in which we can actually help these people to cope with life under such circumstances? That is what the real issue is. And as far as I'm concerned, the issues of trauma are issues that are meant to be taken back to the people and find out how best we can actually include and involve the ordinary people who are the very people that were victims in the first place. And they have survived, and hence they've now become survivors because of what time has lapsed since this has happened. And therefore, to continue in a political speechifying in terms of who says a good speech and who says a bad speech does not help. What needs to be done is, what are we going to do as Zimbabweans about the effect of Gukurahundi, which is evident right across the board, particularly from people who are from Matabeleland and Midland, and not only that, but particularly also from people that are coming from Mashingo, Mashonaland, and Mutare, who, when people start talking about Gukurahundi, they actually want to give an impression as if these people are lying, that there have been something of that sort. That is really what the real issue is. How do we deal with that is what the problem is.
Thank you so much, Mr. Motsi. Gibbs?
Yeah, ngilo mnumzana ke uma falape ecingweni, blessing. Baba Mafa, ungawutshona njani?
Ngitshonile muntu kaNkulunkulu.
Yeah, banjani abantwana?
Hayi, siyadala ngalokhu esikuzwayo ngobaba Mpoko.
Ye, ungathini ngakho baba?
Ngicela ukuxolisa namhlanje ukuthi isizwe sikaMthwakazi sizibambele indaba le yisebengalwi. Siyadana thina abakaMthwakazi abangapha esiNdebeleni nabaseMidlands kakhulu ezindaweni ezinjengesihlobela, nenkayi, neGwanda, neMatopo. Ukuthi ubaba uMpoko engasebenza laye njengeqhawe ama-1970s eZambia engomunye owayethungamela i-logistics nguye namhla engasiphika asihlanzi ethi i-Gugurawund ingayazi sizwa sidanile kakhulu. Ubaba uMpoko wahamba waye eMozambique ekuzipha ngeminyaka elandelayo wasala khonale abanye sebebuyele emuva eZambia. Wahle wathatha umfazi eMozambique. Yikho ubaba uDarengwe esithi kwabalela watshiya abatwana empini. Lathi sesithi sesithemba sibili ukuthi ubaba uDarengwe uqinisile ukuthi uMpoko wasebenza watshiya engakaqedi indima yakhe. Yikho sesimbona namhla senguvice president. Sasingakwazi iminyaka eminingi ukuthi yena ungambasada. Hambe ngaya ku-ambasada ngama-1983 e-Austria wayehambe njani. Sithi baba Mpoko kungcono uxolise uthi mayuyu abantu bazakuxolela. Ungayekela khonoku uzahamba loku uthabisa abantu bezano labogale labantu bani. Bazagcina bekulahla njengabokhaya abathiwayo. Wena uvela la. Ungaba ngcono namhlanje ekhumisane lathi thina silabathwana ababulawa yiGugurawund, silabafowethu ababulawa yiGugurawund. Namhla yena sephika sekithi ngamakhiwa ezama ukustabilize ukustabilize sibuhlungu. Yikho-ke lokhu sokwenza ukuthi exolise njengobe ngumuntu obambe intambo zokuxolelana nokuthethelana nokukhumisana umlotha evusa amanxeba ngibona ngani kobulawayo kakhulu yimviki emandebeleni. Angikhulumi tribalism kodwa umuntu wonke osemathebeleleni ngumzukulu kamzilikazi.
Yebuvele
manawu nguvela ngaphi kodwa sebemhlanzile uMpoko sebuye kabi ngenxa yokuthi ufuna ukuthabisa abantu. Thina sithi mayuyu sesifuna ukuthi into zonke zeGugurawund ziphumele sobala. Kulethi hamba kwe commission ayiphumanga izimbuje nathi commission ayiphumanga ikumphoko ngabuye layo siyibale sizwe ukuthi ngubani wabulala abantu njalo uza kuhlawula ngani.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Mafa. Yes, ungathina lokhu sasa sibili.
But maybe. Mr. we'll call you again in the second half of our show since we are only going to have Mr. Gutu for the first half of the show since he had a prior engagement. So we'll give you a call.
Oh, thank you very much, Sheva. You need a better translation now in English and show now I'm available.
No, we'll definitely call you. Regaiti, tinotenda. Regaiti, dzoke kwa muri. Vagutu, tichienda mberi, panga gadziris kwa sei, panya ayo ye Gugurawund.
Gugurawund, I see issue ye yekuti munhu anobva kuethnic group ripi. Ndoda kutangana jeketa ipapa kuti nyaya yeGugurawund inyaya inoaffecta munhu wese weZimbabwe. Saka ndachaura nezveGugurawund hakusi kuti ndazotanga vamambo vobvunza vakamotsa kuti iwo mapolitician ndo ari kutaura nokuti vanoda kutsvaga political mileage, kwete. Apapa tiri kutaura izvo kuti nyaya iyi inyaya yakarwadza munhu wese weZimbabwe ane mwoyo, munhu ane rudo nenyika yake. Zvisinabata kuti munhu anobva kumatebeleland here, munhu anobva kumidlands here, munhu anobva kumanikaland here kana kumasvingo. Nokuti kana tida kuvaka nyika hatifanirwi kuda kutanga kutataura kuti zvinhu zvataurwa nani, tisati taterera kuti zvakanaka here kana kuti kwete. Kana tichitaura nezveGugurawund tiri kutaura semapatriotic Zimbabweans. Ndoda kuparejekedza ipapo. Saka pane makomishon of inquiry akaitwa anotova maviri, akaitwa nemitekwa tekwa panyaya dzemutemo the first commission yakaitwa na vakazenge vari Chief Justice of Zimbabwe. Mhm. Chief Justice Enoch Dumbuchena. Mhm. Vaita ungoro yavo haina kubudisa pachena. Mhm. Echipiri ikazaitwa negweta guru rinozikana nenyika yose muZimbabwe. Mhm. Vasimblisius Chiambakwe. Vaita commission of inquiry report yavo. Vaipa kuhurumende na nasi maripoti wose wavo ava Dumbuchena nava avachiambakwe haana kubudiswa pachena. Saka tiri kuti kana vanhu vachiti inyaya yemapolitics general kutsvaka mairage vanenge sokuonawa kwangu ini vachiti kuenganisa zvikoro. Nokuti ngatimbobvunzai mubvunzo mudokudoko wekuti kana pasina chiri kuvanzwa nehurumende mari Commission of Inquiry report ya Justice Dumbuchena na lawyer vachiambakwe sei mareports avo akanzi awa haabudisi pachena anogara ari muchiwanze chii chakatsaka kuti hurumende yezanu isada kuti mareports awa abude pachena hazvinei nepolitics news vachiambakwe serizvangu vangu havasiri politician. Igweta rakatoti tsvenavo rinotanga basa rechigweta. Vadhumbuchena vanga vari judge vakatanga vari gweta vakamboisa avo politician. Saka it's not a political issue kana issue ma politician set. Issue yamaZimbabwe. Saka tinoti kana vamugabe pache zvavo vakambobuda pacheno vachitivo gukura hundi was a moment of madness. Chii chinozopa murume anonzi Perekezera Mupoko onyanya wokutaura izvo kuti gukura hundi hainei nehurumende yamugabe. Gukura hundi yakakonzerwa neconspiracy yenyika dzokumavirira. Ndosaka tiri kuti vamupoko ngavasiye basa nokuti kutaura kwavo kunotaridza kuti munhu asina hanya nevanhu vakapondwa mugukura hundi. Munhu asingakodzeri kupuwa chigaro chepamusorosoro chokunzi muteedzeri wemukuru wehurumende. This is not about politics. It is about justice. It is about human rights. It is about human dignity. It is about fairness.
Rambai zvenyu muri parunhare tichati vamotsi vapindure Gibson nani vatere.
Ni lomlumzana ke uGabriel Ndebele oseZimbabwe. Baba Ndebele ungachona njani?
Sichonile baba.
Natutaba ke baba Ndebele ungathini ngalo?
Usidaba lolu mina ngifuna ukulubeka libe sobala. Nga sesingenisa oPelekezela Phoko. Sivele sibangeniselani bengazi lutho ngeGugula wondi wayengapi engakhulume ngakabi uVice President. Kine esikufunayo lapha sifuna ukuthi ababe aba-affectwa i-ground yibo kumele bakhulume njalo kasikhulumele ukuthi kuyaliwa kuliwa kokuphela kokuphela. Nxa kuliwa kokuphela kokuphela kathi sizakhulumisana nini. Kina sifuna ukuthi kube loxolo kuphume sibile kweqiniso ukuthi abantu sithi siyaxolisa. Sayenza into embi. Nxa sesiyenzile into embi sesixolisa. Hayi sesixolelana asitsho ukuthi imvukela vukela hayi kathi sizaze sicile nini.
Aha, so ubona zani kungezwani ke baba Ndebele ukuze tukubele ukuxolelana?
Thina sithi akuye kuground bekuyekele ukukhuluma ngabantu khulunywa ngabantu abakhona kathesi. Kakubuye kuground sizabatshela sibatshengisele izindawo senze konke konke ibe sesisitsho ukuthi hayi abantu baphela sivile. Kodwa ke sicela umuntu oyedwa axolise into eyenzakala emidlezi emathebeleleni.
Singathi baba Ndebele
lapho uyabona singezwa
ye lawo wakubona baba Ndebele wakubona kwenzakalayo
yini? Yebo phela ngikhulume kakhulu ngalinto ngatsho lokuthi mina ezilungu i-heroes day isenzela eBhalakwe ngingeke ngiye khona. Ngakhuluma ngiwukansela ngazokhuluma ngiwe-MP but angeke ngiye khona. Ngizaya njani, ngizajayiva njani, ngigide njani mina ngisazi ukuthi kwaphela abantu.
Hayi siyakuzwa ke
baba. Kanti kaluba i-heroes eka eyangapha aluba yafaka kuyindawo aluba siyahamba siyegida ngoba sigidela ama-heroes. Afela abafa befula ilizwe laba abafa kade ngeGugulu babulawa bebulawa ngobani ababefula kulelizwe khonapho njalo singakhangela ungathola ukuthi ama-dividend lalawe khona akula dividend elalikhona. Nxa sikhuluma iqiniso emeye babebabili bebatata kodwa abafaya somadividend kwafa abantu kuphela ngasomadividend.
Hayi siyakuzwa
yiliphi ezingalitsho ngoba asingumulisa party ngathi ngathi ukuthi ilite lafayo kumbe elinye likhona kade sithizen yalikhuluma ukuthi kwafa ilite business.
Yeah, endebele baba siyabonga kakhulu. Yes, so Mr. Ndebele is saying, where was Mr. Mpoko all along?
Mm-hmm.
So he says he's just coming from nowhere to say some of these things. So he says, you know, people are not fighting on this issue. They are saying, mm-hmm. can there be some reconciliation?
Mm-hmm.
So he says, at the end of the day, sorry is the biggest word here. Mm-hmm. People have to say sorry. They have to go to the ground and talk to them and say, okay, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Let's rectify issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's got a point there. What started ke umnumzana Ndlovu ucheja nje khona pa osegoli. Baba Ndlovu ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyaphila njani ba?
Hayi siphile Ndlovu. Ungathi ni kodwa balolwa.
Le ndaba ubuhlungu kakhulu baba manje.
Ehhe.
Ubuhlungu kakhulu. Ngisho ngiyangisho ukuthi isikhathi ngithi Zimbabwe yaba nebhadi elikhulu kakhulu ukuthi ibe na nama-leaders afana nabo Mgabe. And enye into ebuhlungu bese kuba nabanye ama-leaders umphoso ngeimpilo njengokuthi i-leader ngoba ikulaza upopayi into ekhethiwe nje ukuthi ime laphaya kule upopayi that's why ngizokhuluma loku akushoyo. Sinabo upopayi abaningi kakhulu abakuzama ukuphiwa ababuya eceleni lelamalayela asemathezerland abaphika into abayaziyo eyenzekayo emathezerland. Lakho nalo omunye abanokuthi ngomfonela kuthiwa uMorris Ngwenya nabanye so nabo Simon Khaya Moyo labo baphika into abazaziyo bonke nabo-Jonathan Moyo opopayi nje abalapha kwizanu-P_F yibo abantu abayenzi basho ingakho ubona izanu-P_F le structured ngakhona le ebunjwe ngakhona abantu ababuya eceleni lasemathebeliland bahlala bengama-second vice president second vice president always so izinto ukuthi uMgabe ezo-appointe that means amaNdebele they are not angazi noma uMgabe ayithatha khona ukuthi they are not capable to lead iZimbabwe that's why always noma i-constitution so-called constitution yezanu-P_F ethi amaNdebele bafanele bahlale bengama-second vice president ingakho ubona lo popayi abathile kungena uphelezela mpoko ekhuluma kanye ngoba upopayi uzothi upopayi angazi noma uyakwazi umandlobo loko esikhule sikudlalisa uyakwazi umandlobo bakho
yeye inyakuza
so umandlobo into oyindlayisa bekefuna ngakhona so ingakho loku akushoyo ukusho ngoba efuna ukujabulisa ubhosi wakhe ayikho enye into angayisho ngaphandle kokuthi ajabulise ubhosi wakhe umgaba ngithi imajority yezanu-P_F oqeshayo uyo appointayo so ifanele asho kanjalo umpho ngoba upopayi kamgaba ucabanga ukuthi isisazi kuphela ukuthi abantu abaningi baphelayo bangakanani
hayi Ndlovu baba
into engayisho ukuthi one day izobafica na namhlanje sinabo rugari kumbo babekhuluma bedefend izanu-P_F bedefend umgabe ngendlela namhlanje bayakubona namhlanje
yeah isikhathi
dubabo nalabo abanye ukuthi awumorris Ngwenya bona basezokubona khona lokho ngoba igazi labantu elachithekayo eliningi angeke linalo nje phansi kanjalo igazi lomuntu asiyigazi lembuzi noma lenkomo.
Yeah, Endlovu baba, isikhathi sesiphelile Ndlovini. Endlovu, sibili siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, baba. Yeah, so he's saying, you know, what Mr. Mpoko said is not good at all. And he says, you don't play around with people's blood, you know. It's very dangerous. So ke qhubeka khona lapho sibone. Kodwa ngizabamba lapha nginomnumzana uVodloza, sizambamba ecingweni kumbe kukhona okufuna ukukhuluma.
Of course, unfortunately, but we just have to thank Mr. Gutu for joining us. He was just here for the first half of the show. Maybe your last word, Mr. Gutu, 30 seconds.
Thank you very much, Blessing. And just all I have to say really is to say, Mr. Mpoko should look himself in the mirror, think about what he said, apologize to not only the victims and the survivors of Gukurahundi, but all Zimbabweans, and last but not least, he should resign from that position.
Thank you, because Mr. Gutu. I'm sorry. Time is not our best ally, but we, of course, want to thank Mr. Gutu and also Reverend Motsi. Please do stay on the line. We'll be coming back to you. Of course, our radio listeners, go to www.voezimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. We are streaming live. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, stay tuned to Zimbabwe.